God's Spirit is important in our lives. So we see the Holy Spirit from Genesis to Revelation, both His presence and His power at work in people's lives. So we see in the Bible God as Father, God as Son, and God as Holy Spirit. And the message of Revelation includes the message about the Holy Spirit. When we look at the main message of the book of Revelation, it's hard to miss that what the Revelation reveals is that Jesus was, is, and will be a faithful and successful witness to the love and truth of God in the world. In other words, Jesus has made known around the world through the power of the Holy Spirit the love and truth of God. We're sitting here today as a result of that. It's no accident that we're here today. Not one of us is here by accident. We're here because God sent Jesus to this world, and Jesus came full of the power of the Holy Spirit, and He was a faithful and successful witness to the grace and truth of the Lord God Almighty. And then we learn, secondarily, that a theme of Revelation is that, in like manner, God has called the followers of Jesus, called the people of God or the church of God, that God has called the followers of Jesus to do the same and in the same way. God has called the followers of Jesus to be faithful and successful witnesses to the love and truth of God all around the world in the same way, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Can you say amen, church? So the message of Revelation about the Holy Spirit is that the church cannot fulfill its purpose of declaring the grace and truth of God in the world without the Holy Spirit. It's what Jesus taught. It's what God said to the prophet Zechariah. Some of you might be remembering that passage of Scripture that's way at the end of our notes, from because we had a lot of them before. But you'll remember this as we go through, where it says in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts." And in that same teaching a couple of weeks ago, we didn't just look back at the history of the Bible to see the Holy Spirit from Genesis to Revelation, but we looked back at the last century of God's work on the earth, and we looked at, and by the way, it was on Pentecost Sunday, which was appropriate two Sundays ago, if you know what that's all about, but it was on Pentecost Sunday that we looked at the evidence of how God's work is accomplished in the world by the power and presence of God's Spirit with His people. And we looked at how that happened from a little insignificant place, at least in the world's eyes, not in God's eyes, but how a movement began through the outpouring of God's Holy Spirit at a place called Azusa Street in Los Angeles. And we looked at the history. Not only religious scholars, historians have studied this, but secular historians, some of whom have actually become religious historians as a result of it. Harvey Cox is the most notable from Harvard that wrote about the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit after he had written about all of the kind of humanism that was going on in the world. And there's a study center now at the University of Southern California. All of them are recognizing this was a major movement among humanity. What took place in that little town, that little neighborhood, and that street, Azusa Street, by 1975 had grown to 300 million people. And at this present time has grown to the number of 600 million people. That means there are 600 million people on the planet who trace their spiritual heritage, the experience that they have with God and God's Holy Spirit, back to the outpouring of the Holy Spirit that happened in 1906 at Azusa Street. It is an amazing human phenomenon. And all the credit goes to the Holy Spirit. Can you say amen? And then we looked at the history of this church. And we talked about how this church started in 1907, hearing the reports of what was going on there. People separating themselves. This church became a church first as a prayer meeting. That's why we always need to pray, because if we started as a prayer meeting, we need to continue as a prayer meeting. Amen? But the reality is that this church was praying and saying, God, give us the same outpouring in D.C. that we hear them having in Los Angeles. And God began to pour out his Spirit, and God birthed this church out of that. So we looked at some history all the way back to Genesis, and then through the book of Revelation, the whole of biblical history, and we looked at the last 100 years, and then at the history of this church. I'm excited about history, but I'm not excited about history if there's nothing going on today. I don't want to just hear about what God was doing back then. I want to hear about what God is doing now. Can you say amen? So let's hear what God is doing now. Let's just share for just a few moments. This doesn't have to take all afternoon to do this. Let's share for a few moments what the Holy Spirit is doing today. And not just today, but right here. What is the Holy Spirit doing in your life? What is the Holy Spirit doing in Embassy Church, in this building? Because within this building is not only Embassy Church. YWAM is here. Ahavat Yeshua is here on Saturdays. You know, there's some work that God is doing here in this place. And I think it would be good for us to stop and consider what the Holy Spirit is doing today. Let's go to the last slide, and then we'll begin to share together. The last slide is from the book of Revelation, and it's a statement that is repeated throughout chapter 2 and throughout chapter 3. And it's the message of Jesus to the churches in 7 different statements, one each to the 7 churches that are being written to. And this is that statement. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. So the question I want to ask us today is, what evidence do we have individually and collectively as a church? What evidence do we have of the presence and power of the Holy Spirit? In other words, what is the Holy Spirit saying to us? What are we hearing from the Holy Spirit? What are we seeing the Holy Spirit do? What is his presence among us? What is his work among us? All right? Now, I can share some things, but you're welcome to as well. If there's something that you see as evidence of the presence and work of the Holy Spirit in your life or in our church together collectively, that you feel it would be, and you could do it in 30 seconds or less to give other people an opportunity, okay? And you feel like you can share that. And we'll, if you go 45 seconds, we won't yell at you, okay? But if you could, just to give other people an opportunity. But what is the Holy Spirit saying to us? What is the Holy Spirit doing? Now, if you don't share, I'm prepared to do it. So if you're thinking, wow, I'm on the spot, I didn't know. Although I did give you warning last week, right? Didn't I sort of make mention that we might do something like this? So you might have remembered that and prayed already, and maybe you're ready to share. But if you're not, how many of you know I am? All right? So I'm the default, okay, guy. I'm the de facto. I'm the guy that if nobody else has something to come to them right away, I got this, okay? And we could share this together. But I can put one guy on the spot. See, I put Susan and Gary on the spot this morning. They didn't know that was going to happen. But didn't they hit a home run? I mean, they hit it out of the park. And I'm going to do the same thing with Paulo. I think that if I give Paulo a shot, even without giving him any warning, I think he can at least get on second base, right? He can at least hit a triple, if not a home run, right? How many of you believe in Paulo, okay, that he can handle this? Amen? Paulo, come here, bro. I'm gonna ask you to take us to recent history. I'm not going to ask you to take us back to Azusa Street or to the book of Revelation or Genesis or anything like that. I'm going to take you, I think it's back a year. So how you doing, man?
Say that again. I'm blessed and highly favored.
And is there anything new with your life?
Yes, I'm married.
to Michelle, or that became Michelle Dorsey.
That's for all you guys that don't know Paulo, okay? And so Paulo, we're driving in the car, and I want you to take this mic from me, okay, when you're ready to go. So, because I was holding it over here. So we're driving in the car. This is probably last summer, and you said to me, "Hey, I don't know if you called me Dave or PD or Pastor Dave, all the different names I have, but you said, hey, do you realize what God did? You remember? Okay, all right. So Paulo reminded me of something that I was like, oh, yeah, the Holy Spirit did that, and I almost forgot what the Holy Spirit did. And he reminded me. How many of you know the pastor needs to be preached at sometimes too? Amen? All right? So here we go. Paulo, share that if you would.
Well, Pastor Dave did a whole teaching on the Antioch Church of Acts where they sent Barnabas and Paul out to go preach the gospel message, and then the church went to go pray over them and sent them out, and they were sent people out to go do the missions work. Well, after that, we had YWAM come in. So he just prepared the message of the Antioch Church going out, Antioch Church going out, Antioch Church going out. And then YWAM just jumped in and decided to just take over with awesomeness, with the Holy Spirit just doing the work. So I thought that was amazing. That I was like, wow, Pastor Dave, you spoke about just the Antioch Church, and then here comes YWAM. So I thought that was amazing. By the blood.
Just for those of you who weren't here, I was doing a study on the book of Romans on Sunday morning. And I said, we need to put the pause button on this study, because I really feel like we've got to study this Antioch church and how they became a sending agency for the world, world missions. And we just believe that God would send people out of our church that would raise people up for ministry. And he reminded me that once YWAM came in, the people from our church that immediately, Melissa, Jonathan, Michelle, Ikaika, Yassine from Gary's ministry, Gary and Susan's ministry, they brought Yassine into that, and now Paulo is in there. Jonathan is now with the ASLDTS, the Deaf Ministry, YWAM Ministry in D.C. They're on a tour of the whole country, visiting deaf communities. He's already been sent out. Now Paulo's the latest, and now as a married couple, they're being trained through YWAM. Isn't this awesome what God is doing? Amen? Amen. Thank you, bro. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. Amen? God knows what he's doing. And he wanted us to learn about the Antioch Church so we could be the Antioch Church. Can you say amen? Rocky, just stand where you are if you would. I want to talk about Rocky. I didn't think about him. Mr. Sater's standing too. Wait, no, stay up. Mr. Sater, you go ahead. You can stand. Yeah, go ahead. Stand back up. You know, when you're older, there are some signs of age. Have you known this? Your hair might turn gray, right? Your eyes might need glasses when they didn't before. And the third one is, what's up, Buzza? Did you hear the third one? I said hard of hearing. That was a joke, by the way, in case you didn't get it. So that's what he just said. He says, I don't hear very well. So I said, Rocky, he stood up. So I think that means we need to give Mr. Sater a big applause. Come on, stand up, bro. Come on. I know you couldn't, man. I know. But you had to stand to have people see how sharp you are, man. Hey, you know what? Since he stood, I'm going to talk about him. You know what he told me? He said, I wasn't going to church, and I had fear. I was afraid for my kids and my grandkids. He says, but since I started coming to church and praying for them, I don't have that fear anymore. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. Amen? That's the work. He just told me that this morning. This morning. That's what he told me this morning. Rocky, now stand up, bro. You know what his name is? Rocky. You know what his last name is? Rocky. That's it, right? Am I right? That's on his passport. One name. That's all he needs. You need two or three. Not him. Okay? I want to tell you about Rock. Rocky's from Pakistan. His wife and three children are still there. When you think about him, pray for them to join him soon. Okay? He's now here working. Pray for them to join him soon. Okay? But this man has a Moses call for his country. He said, I feel like God has given me a call like Moses to bring my people to an opportunity to be educated. He said that Christians in his country don't have the educational opportunities that other people in his country do. Because of, you know, certain prejudices that are there, Christians, and we hate prejudice, amen? Amen? We hate it. Whether it's because of the color of skin or whether it's because of people's religion, we hate it, amen? And but they don't have opportunities. He's believing that God is going to raise up a team from around the world that will have a movement in Pakistan to provide educational opportunities for Christians in Pakistan. I believe that God can do that by the power of his Holy Spirit. I believe that Rocky being here was the ministry of the Holy Spirit, because Gary and Paolo, when they were out to eat one time, they were sharing about the Lord, and they looked over, and the Holy Spirit directed them to connect with this man. And now he's connected with Tim at YWAM, and Tim has been learning the language, Urdu? Yeah, from Pakistan, so he can go to Pakistan. How many of you know the Holy Spirit did all that? That's the Holy Spirit. Just real quick, Father, just reach out your hand to Rocky. Father, in Jesus' name, put it all together by your Holy Spirit, God. Rocky can't do it on his own, God. Lord, he just can't. None of us can do it on our own, Father. But Lord, you can do this, God. You can raise up a movement for his people, God, to be receiving from you opportunities that they don't have at this moment, Father. Lord, we pray that you would lift them up, God. And whatever stands in the way, we say like Zerubbabel, we say, mountain be removed in the name of Jesus. And the mountain shall be removed by the power of God's Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Go ahead. What about? You're going to have to be really quick because you're long-winded. Okay, yeah. You're more.
I have it written out. All right, 15-second version. The fires of God will spread and cast out all treachery, deception, manipulations, and fabrication. 30-second version. My fiancé is dead by these devices, and it's through my profession that I will drown these agents, and I have no fear. 45-second version. I am part of a production team for a stigma TV show, Mental Health Stigma, and the guy has asked me to think about international forms for distribution, so wish me luck.
How'd you do that so fast? That was awesome. God, we thank you for what you put on her heart, Lord. God, the tragedy that she's been through, Lord God, has focused her, God, to believe you for healing, Lord, for people with mental health issues, God. Father, we pray that you would do what no man, no woman can do, Father. That, Lord, you would bring freedom, that you would bring healing, God. That, Lord, in Jesus' name, God, that you, Lord, would do a work in and through Jessica and many others, God. Father, we ask you, Lord God, to raise up a movement of the power of your Holy Spirit for people, Lord God, who are lost in their capability, Lord, to cope, God, with life because of disease, because of life circumstances, because of all these attacks, Father. In Jesus' name, God, we pray, Lord, that you would bring it down, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen? That's huge. That's a mountain right there. That's a mountain. But there's a woman who is receiving from the Lord faith to believe God for it. Can you say amen? Wow. That was awesome. Siggy, did you raise your hand? This is one of the most precious ladies on the planet. If you don't know Siggy, you need to know Siggy. And by the way, she is a prayer warrior. Do you know what that is? She fights for people on her knees, okay, praying to God. And so, Siggy, we love you. Feel free to share.
When the pastor said what the Holy Spirit is doing in our lives, personally or publicly, I just have to share something with you that in recent months, the Holy Spirit was pressing on me to pray for our children. I am a mother of one and a grandmother of two. But that, we all pray for our own children. But what I'm talking about is the children of America who go to school with guns and kill their own friends and teachers. This, if it doesn't bother anyone, I will be very surprised. It has been a burden for me, and I would like all of us to pray for the children. School was a safe place when we grow up, even recently after that. Our children, what they need to take to school is their homework and their books and their pens. And also for the parents of such children. When the children close their rooms and are on the computer, we are afraid because we have to be politically correct, we have to treat our children. We don't even wonder and go in and say, what is taking them so long to do their homework? Just sit with them and say, what are you doing? What are you watching? All this is no longer, you know, the room, then it is forbidden for the parents. And I just like the Holy Spirit to turn this around. So our children will hear to their parents, and they will also go to school to learn and to be friends, to play, to jump, and in their bags, just school books, not anything else.
That's the Holy Spirit's work, putting that love and that burden on Siggy to pray. Kimberly, in a moment, I'm going to ask you to lead us in prayer for this, and let me prep you and see how you feel about this, okay? We honor you guys, not just for the leadership you give to YWAM, but how you, the family you have, and the kids that you have. We honor you. We're in awe of you guys. I mean, just love watching what you guys do. And I know your care for children, you and Jason. And I'd love to have you just lead us in prayer for these children. I also know your prayer lives. Are you comfortable doing that this morning? All right, let me say this before Kimberly prays. 2 years ago, I went to Zimbabwe, Africa. I'm going to tell you what I expected. I expected to not feel safe there. Because my best friend in the world is from Zimbabwe. I had never been there. I always heard about the economic plight, how that country was going like this economically, and how over the last several years, it's been demolished economically. And I expected that people would be filled with fear, and people would be fighting and scraping, you know, maybe even holding up one another with a gunpoint. And I went to Zimbabwe, and I was all throughout Harare, Zimbabwe, and I felt safer there than I feel in my own city where I raised my kids. In the United States of America, the capital city. I feel less safe here, by far. There are more shootings. They don't have guns. The police don't carry guns. There's still an honor in that culture and a respect for people that is pervasive throughout the whole country. I've never been impacted anymore. I've been to 30-plus countries. I've never been impacted anymore by what the experience I had in that country. And I just saw that, and I thought, you know what's sad? They have more, even though their economy is in shatters, they have more there than we have in the great and mighty United States of America, capital city. And I thought, we got kids going in and shooting each other. We need God in this country, and our kids are the ones who are suffering. And so, Kimberly, would you lead us in prayer? And let's just seek God, okay?
Father, we do thank you for the gift of children, and we thank you for the gift of life, and what a privilege and honor it is, and a scary thing at times too, to be entrusted with children, to raise them and to train them in the ways of you. And God, I ask that you would visit our nation again and come and flood our hearts and our minds with the fear of the Lord. Would you renew our consciences, God, beginning in the church. God, it's so easy to be swayed and shifted and and molded by the culture around us. But God, we yield our hearts and we surrender our hearts to a kingdom culture, a culture that trumps every other culture of the world. No matter what we grow up in, the circumstances of life, or the nation that we grow up in, or the city that we grow up in, or the family that we grow up in, God, that we can become united as one body under the kingdom culture of who you are. God, I ask that you would come and visit mothers' hearts. Renew our hearts for what you have called us to be there for our children, to be the ones influencing, to be the ones protecting and pouring into them the truth of who you are, that they might be risen up, God, to know you, to know your character, and have your character transform them. God, I pray for fathers in this nation, God, that you would return them to yourselves, to yourself, God, that they would have an encounter with you that would affect the way that they parent their children. Because you are Abba, Father. You are everything we need. You are good in everything that you do. You are just. You are right. God, I ask that fathers would encounter you and begin to transform their hearts and see that transform the way that they parent. God, I pray for safety for our children. God, I ask for just a renewing of conscience over Hollywood and the different spheres of influence in our nation. God, renew our consciences. Bring us back to you, Holy Spirit. God, that we would raise the standard of living in this nation, God, as a body. That we would be the ones leading. God, I do ask that our children would grow up not knowing every Disney song, not knowing every character on TV, but knowing the Word of God, knowing who you are, knowing the stories of the Bible. God, that could shift them and train them and guide them throughout their life. That as they need to seek direction, God, they would have it hidden in their hearts. That it would be a light to their path and a lamp for their feet, God, wherever they go. That their hearts would be so tender and soft, and their ears would be open to hearing your voice. Say, this is the way, walk ye in it. They would not care what's happening to the left or to the right of them. But above all, God, I ask that you would guard our hearts, the wellspring of life, that you would guard our children's hearts. God, I do ask that you would strategically place people in schools that could come and help children who don't have this influence at home yet. That could be that light in their lives. God, I do ask for a supernatural protection over our schools. I ask for a release of the heavenly hosts of angels to go and be put up as guards over our schools, that they truly would be safe places again. God, we are so desperate for you in this nation. We cry out for an outpouring of your presence. Your presence means everything to us, God. Nothing less will do, God. Nothing short of your presence can bring change. So we yield our hearts to you. We yield our lives to you. And we say, come, Holy Spirit, come. We say yes and amen to the things you want to do in us and through us. We do not want to walk in pride, but God, we want to walk in the humility of Christ. And we as a nation, we have accomplished much. But God, if we forget you, we're nothing. So we as a body, we choose to humble ourselves and say we are desperate in need of you. You are our only hope. And we thank you that we do have hope in you, God. That you are our joy. That you are our purpose, God. That we can have faith for the future. We can have hope for the future because you are there. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow. Isn't God awesome? Wouldn't you rather live with God than without God? Amen. God changes our hearts. He does great work among us. I want to wrap up. I want to wrap up because in a moment I want us to respond to God, each one of us, for our own needs and for God's work, not only on for us, but God's work through us for others. All right? This thing with children, as you were praying, Kimberly, I was praying about Columbia Heights. In our Adopt-A-Block community, we've only been there for like 4 years. Three kids that we've known personally have been killed, murdered. 13-year-old boy for his sneakers, right in our neighborhood, right on our block. Osman came around on his bike, 18 years old. Gang was waiting for him, ended his life. Ebony, stabbed repeatedly by her own father and left in a garbage. That's on our block. And I thought, this is what's going on in this country. And we need God, amen? But you know what I loved about your prayer, Kimberly? It wasn't despair. It was, God, you're good. We can trust you. We can see your work. You know, it's not by might nor by power, but by God's Spirit, says the Lord. Amen? Hey, let me just say this before we pray. We've looked at how the Lord's directed us with the Antioch Church and all of that, and how the Lord is raising up people and how God is working with people like Siggy and Rocky and others. And I want us to be open to hearing what the Holy Spirit says in our services together when we gather on Sunday morning, no matter what, where it takes us. Last Sunday, I had something prepared, and while we were worshiping, I knew the Holy Spirit was saying, I have something else. We've had a couple of Sundays where we went through the whole book of Revelation hymns for a Sunday morning service. Wasn't that a glorious service? Those of you who were there. We had a couple of Sundays where we did tabernacle prayer that Jonathan led us through. It was beautiful. It's different, but that's where the Holy Spirit spoke to Chinata that day about God working in our hearts. That day that I got up and I said, you know what? I believe that there are some people here that are waiting for an opportunity because God's given you something. And both Chinata and Carol said, Lord, I believe you're giving me something, but if you want me to share it with church, let Pastor Dave, well, you didn't say Pastor Dave, right? Yeah. Let Pastor Dave, she doesn't call me Pastor Dave at home, by the way. All right. So let him say, please come and share. And as soon as we said that, the Holy Spirit began to move through them, okay? So what I'm saying is, let's pray for Sundays. And let's say, Lord, we want to hear from the Holy Spirit. Whether it's from one person or another person, we want to respond to God. Even if we have to dispense with our tradition, our culture, you know, of, you know, it's got to be this kind of message or it's got to be this kind of format in the service. We want God to do what God is going to do because we can have our own traditions, right? We talk about other, you know, churches with traditions and things. We can get locked in our own. We want the Holy Spirit. Can you say amen? And so be in prayer for every Sunday. God, please show up. Please take us where you want us to go. Because we don't know what all the needs are of people. And only the Holy Spirit does. And so we want the Holy Spirit to be among us. Pray for the presence of God. And by the way, it's not just God's presence. It's your presence. We're glad you're here. If you can be back next week, please come. If you can, come early and pray. And let's seek God for the service. And then let's watch God work. Now, here's what we're going to do to end this service, okay? Well, by the way, we never end a service, okay? Some of you that are brand new said, should I take that literally? We never say, okay, now leave. Because after we're done, people hang out, they fellowship, we have refreshment, all those things. And so we always say the last one out, hit the lights, okay? So we stay as long as you want. But to you know, have a kind of an official end of this part of the service, here's what we'll say. Whatever it is that you're facing, we want to declare that it's not by might nor by power, but by God's Spirit, says the Lord. We're going to declare this. Whatever it is that you're facing, Jessica talked about fears, right? Was it Jessica or Carol? Jessica? About fears. If you have fears, whatever it is that you're afraid of, whether it's the future, right? Whatever it is, we're going to declare that first. Whatever that fear is, we're going to declare this is the fear, all right? But then we're going to declare over that, it's not by might nor by power, but by God's Spirit, says the Lord. If you're afraid of what's going on in your life, in your family, and you want to see God work, we're going to declare it's not by might nor by power, but by God's Spirit, says the Lord. If you have a particular calling, maybe it's in Angola, the need of people in Angola, the U.S., I'm going to name some countries here, Congo, and what's going on there is devastating. We need to be praying. Nigeria, hey, Nigeria, yesterday, World Cup, right? But wherever the place is, all the different nations, we're going to be praying over that, okay? So whatever it is in your life, in your country, in your family, in the place where you work, you go to school, whatever the challenge is that you're facing, we're going to first declare that challenge. Then we're going to declare it's not by might nor by power, but by God's Spirit, says the Lord. And we're going to believe that whatever that challenge is, the Holy Spirit is going to knock it down and move it out of the way. Can somebody say amen? All right, let's stand together. Let's stand together. Be prepared to acknowledge your challenge. We're going to acknowledge that challenge, that fear, whatever it is. We're going to acknowledge it, and then we're going to say together in faith, not by might nor by power, but by God. Can we put that up again? And in case anybody needs it, the one just before that, yeah. We're going to read the last line, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts, okay? You ready to name your challenge? We're going to do it out loud, okay? We're going to stare down the giants, okay? We're going to stare down the giants in our lives, all right? I didn't think of mine. Oh, I know what it is. You got yours? You ready for your challenge? Name the challenge out loud. Name the challenge. Are you afraid in it? No, it hasn't come to you yet. I just heard silence there, so I'm wondering if that means you haven't thought of it yet or you're afraid to say it out loud. I don't know which one it is. Raise your hand if you haven't thought of it yet. All right, you ready to say it out? Name the challenge out loud. Just name the challenge. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Yep, some of them are going to say them at the same time. That's okay. Some will hear, some won't. Keep going. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. You got any more? Name them out. This is your only opportunity. Name out that challenge. All right. Let's all name them out all at one time. Just name out the challenge right now. Now let's name that God is up to it. You ready? Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Again, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Let's say it with great, great faith right now. Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Father, we worship you, God, because you can do what we cannot do. So we pray, Lord, that you would do your great work in each life here, God, in every family here, Father. God, we pray that you would take down the giants, God. That, Lord God, you would cause people to take possession of the land, God, that you have given to them, God, whether it's in their lives or their families, God, or at their job, God, or where they live, God, or where they go to school, God, or what ministry you've called them to, God. We declare, Lord God, that whatever the challenge is, it's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Can we say, let's give the Lord a hand. Come on, let's give God a hand.
Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah!
Hallelujah. Hey, I want to thank you before we break up. I want to thank you for becoming, as you have been and are becoming, the people of God's Spirit. Because the people of God's Spirit are the ones who have the most joy, who have the most purpose, who have the most excitement, and they're the nicest people on the planet. They're the people who love people and care for people. So I thank you for being filled with God's Holy Spirit and for growing in the infilling of God's Holy Spirit, because you're awesome in Jesus. I want you to turn to the person next to you and say, you're awesome in Christ Jesus. Amen? All right. God bless you guys.